My name is Ceci Hevea. I'm from Robinvale. I have two roles at TAFE. One is teaching and the other is the Koori Liaison Officer role. My connection to country acknowledge my mother's side and her line, which is the Ngeri Ngeri people. And I'd also like to acknowledge my father's connection to the Wamba Wamba country and people. I'm a mum of two and also a foster mum of three. I was born here in the early 70s and I've moved away and came back. I love the river, I love my community. The sense of belongingness and connection in Robinvale is what keeps me here.
Can you give me a little bit of a description of how your life has got to this point?
I'm a mum of two, but I also have three foster children, and I suppose education has been one of the biggest challenges for our people, and it's, I believe, a path to closing the gap, and we've got all that government stuff going on at the moment. But personally for myself and my children and my family, my dad, has passed away, but he was a big believer in me getting an education because we have to live in two worlds and we need to have the skills and capacity to, I suppose, deliver and basically just live in that non-Aboriginal world. And it's sometimes very confronting, and I'm just glad that I did listen and get that education, which is very important to all our people.
What education? Where were you educated?
At the local school, Robinvale High School at the time. Did go to primary school here as well. Moved away when I had my children and got married. Came back. I started back at TAFE just to upgrade my skills before I was ready to go out and get a job. It led to me taking on about 3 years of TAFE with the basic general education stuff. And then I went on to do my Certificate 4 and Trainer Assessor, which allowed me to teach in whatever other field of course that I've taken on.
When you were going out and getting an education, how many people like you were doing that?
I could say I was the only Aboriginal person in the TAFE class. Because we're such a small community and a small campus, we would start together with a group of Aboriginal students, but it would only be, you know, they stray off for some reasons. And then, yeah, I was left there in a class of non-Aboriginal people, which I didn't mind because I have the confidence and the skills to deal with that.
Did people doubt you when you were trying to forge a career for yourself?
Oh, you get doubters wherever you go. I mean, it didn't come into play with me. I didn't take any notice of the doubt. I just believed in myself and what I wanted to do, set the goals and, yeah, went for it.
And you talk about your children. Have you passed that kind of spirit on to them?
I believe I have. I have a daughter that lives in New South Wales. She did go to university. She felt isolated, so we said we'd give the decision to her what she wanted to do. Not everyone's going to go to uni from this community, so we said we'll leave it up to you. You can leave uni as long as you've got a job to go to. So within a week she had a job, she had her own place, and she was fine, so we thought, yep, that's the way to go for her. With the youngest daughter, she's in Melbourne Uni now, and she loves it. She loves the idea of being in the city, especially coming from the bush. She has all her cultural knowledge and understanding. She's strong in her cultural beliefs, and I think that she carries that with her wherever she goes, so it's been great for her, and having that education here in Robinvale. And the others that went to Year 12 from this community have really put the school on the map when it comes to Aboriginal education.
What's your daughter studying?
The one in Melbourne, she's studying legal and dispute studies. So a big role, and we're hoping that herself and the other girls from Robinvale that are down there will come back and we'll have some jobs for them here.
You also mentioned briefly before about your role as a foster mum. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I'm a big believer that Aboriginal children belong with Aboriginal people. We are the ones that are going to be teaching them about their cultural roots, giving them all that background information and their own story. I don't think you can get a strong cultural connection living with non-Indigenous people. So I really believe that our children belong with families here with us.
And so you've taken them on. What's that experience been like?
Oh, it's been a whirlwind. Well, we've had our ups and downs. Yeah, every day is something different, something new happens, but we just keep plodding away. They're not babies for too long, and before you know it, they're in high school, so time goes quick, and hopefully we can be a good positive influence on the kids as well.